Coleraine Township's police chief says his department doesn't have enough officers to respond to calls for service at peak times. You're tuned to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about those police staffing levels, the impact on the community, and what the township plans to do are Coleraine Township Administrator Jeff Weckbach and Coleraine Township Trustee Matt Wallard. Thank you both for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Administrator Weckbach, what's your budget for the police department and where does that money come from, just to start at the basics?
Yeah, our budget varies year over year. It's somewhere in the range of about $12 million a year. For the police department in particular, it comes from essentially property tax revenue. So we have several levies that have been voted on over the years, and those levies drive all their funding. And with property taxes in Ohio, we collect the same dollar value year over year for our levies, regardless of increases in valuation, all that good stuff. So our budget's been consistent now for about 11 years.
Oh, that's a long time to have that consistent budget. Consistent's
yes.
A very diplomatic word to use there. And what is the staffing level for the police department? How many police officers does that pay for?
Yeah, so we have 58 sworn police officers as of this moment in time. Over the past few years, we've tried different initiatives to increase staffing, but 58 officers for roughly 59,000 residents.
Hmm. Trustee Wallard, Coleraine Township had two measures on the ballot in the last couple of years to try to increase tax revenue to support the police department. Walk us through those results. What did you hear back from the citizens about that?
Sure. So both lost, obviously. That's why we're here today. The information I got, the feedback I got from citizens varied. A lot of people on the last levy, a lot of people were having a lot of sticker shock over the reevaluated property levels. And at that point, I think it would have been very difficult to kind of pass any levy. It narrowly lost. And I think that a good reason why might be the fact that people were just very concerned. They knew that the new evaluations were coming out. They didn't know what it would look like yet when they voted. On the one in the previous fall, I think part of the problem is you had some issues that may have driven out other voters that would tend to probably vote no on police levy. So it just wasn't a good environment for it then. And I think the delta in that was about the same, 700 or 800 votes.
Mm, wow, 700 or 800 votes. So close. Well, Administrator Weckbach, getting back to these staffing levels, I think you said 58 police officers. How does that compare to national averages or recommended staffing levels? Where would you all like to see the department be?
Yeah, so we've actually had a few different groups do some independent studies of our police staffing models. UC, for example, came in and did a comprehensive look at how many people we need on a day-to-day basis. Then we've gone and we've looked at different models through like John Jay. There's another one by ICMA. And we even went to defundthepolice.com. And all of those suggested that we need at least 25 more than we have.
So almost 50% more.
Yes. I mean. And some of those those studies have shown that we need upwards of 40 to 50 more. We're very conservative in Coleraine, so we try to grow slowly over time. But even some of those other ones have said, 25 is sort of the minimum more that we would need.
So what does that mean in terms of like the number of officers the department has on a day-to-day basis on duty to respond to calls?
Yeah, so our patrol division typically has seven or so officers patrolling at any given time. So we have 43 square miles with seven individuals on the road, which means if there's a major incident, we're pulling all those folks together at the same time. Now, during the day, we've got detectives on duty and we've got school resource officers and other things that can help aid if there are some issues going on, but not a huge volume of cops out and about.
We're talking about staffing levels at the Coleraine Township Police Department. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. So, Trustee Waller, we were talking about these two levies that were on the ballot. They failed by, a few hundred votes. Without passing a levy to generate more money to support the police department, what are your options?
Well, I'm one of three on the Board of Trustees, so I really can't talk for the other two. I think the most recent budget shows that we will have a shortfall in police of $2.25 million. Now, a lot of people don't understand that there are dedicated funds and there are funds that you can use, like the general fund for whatever you may need. It's limited what we can cut, and just it's a math problem at this point. And the issue with the math problem is that cutting would have to come from our parks, which I think are one of the biggest assets in Colerain Township, and from our senior center, because those are really the biggest buckets we can fill in order to replace this. For me, reducing police at this point is not an option. I firmly believe that government's role starts with police, fire, and public services, and then anything else is extra. And I'm not going to take police off the road in order to keep funding parks, things like parks or the senior center at the same rate. So without a passage of this levy, we're looking at significant decreases in quality of life issues, and that's hurtful, but it's less hurtful than more crime, longer response times, things like that.
What about contracting with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office for policing? Is that something you all have looked at, considered? I don't know.
Yeah, so we have looked at it. There are sort of two things there. One, the general cost per officer in the sheriff's most recent contracts that we've seen is relatively similar to ours. The other issue that we have is we do have a collective bargaining agreement that does not allow us to subcontract. So that would be a hurdle I don't know that we could just get over unilaterally. That would take a union to agree to do that.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a big hurdle.
Yes.
Are there ways you could use technology to free up police officers for other work? Is that something you all have looked at?
We've just added 22 Flock cameras,
mm-hmm.
Which I think it's interesting because people will expect the crime rate to go down, but I think initially it'll take a bump up because we'll be catching people on the flock that have active warrants or things like that. But I think that's a way to kind of leverage the police for more activities and more direct policing.
Yeah, a couple others. So from an investigative standpoint, we certainly are always evaluating what tools are out there that can make our investigators' jobs easier and help them find the folks they're looking for faster. But on top of that, a recent example, we bought what's called a total station. This is technology that's allowing us to clear road crashes faster. So that way, instead of spending, 4 to 8 hours on scene trying to get all the different pieces of information you can, this technology comes in and you can get out in a fraction of the time. So anytime we find something and it makes sense financially, we move forward. And I say financially because, for example, there's technology being developed right now that looks at AI to process your police reports. And while that is an exciting thing that may be something that we look at in the future, the initial cost is far too expensive for us to substantiate.
Yeah. And from accounting and financial planning perspectives, we've done a number of things starting 4 or 5 years ago to kind of get ready for this, including we developed our own self-insurance plan, which saved us a significant amount of money. As Colerain Township had, I think, one major TIF when I took office in 2020, now we have multiple TIFs that are starting to fill the coffers. In fact, the TIFs paid for 4 new police cars this year. And we're continuously trying to cut costs wherever we can. And we just rolled out about 6 or 8 months ago a plan of billing for those involved in accidents that are not in the township.
Hmm. And Administrator Weckbach, just for folks who aren't familiar, explain what those Flock cameras are, what they do.
Yeah, so these are license plate readers. They're fixed in a central location. They're tied into the NCIC database, which is just a database that's used to put out information and hits on, say, stolen vehicles. So we've had one that's come online, and within the first 24 hours, it caught a car driving down Colerain Avenue that was registered as stolen. So our police then could investigate it, show up, and apprehend the individual and return the property to its rightful owner. And so other things that help, so if there's a missing kid, for example, or there's an Amber Alert, as soon as something hits one of these cameras, it knows to send an alert to our officers so then they can, double and triple check before going out to respond.
We do have a caller on the line who has a suggestion, I think. Hi, Bill. Thanks for calling. What's your question or comment? Hi, Bill. Can you hear me? Well, this stuff is fighting with me again today. I'm going to go ahead and read Bill's comment. Sorry about that, Bill. Bill says that he is from London, where they have part-time and volunteer police, and he wonders if that could be a solution. Is that anything you all have looked at?
Yeah, so as we think about the history of the police departments in the United States, and specifically Coleraine, back in, say, 2008 to 2014, there was this swell of people trying to enter the police profession. And so at that moment in time, there were people who were called reservists, so they'd get their certifications and they would essentially work for free for your departments in sort of a volunteer capacity. Over time, there have been fewer and fewer people that are willing to do that for free, especially given some of the risks. But we do have some part-time officers. They tend to be retired officers from other agencies. They help out a lot with our school district and provide support there. And then on the flip side, for sort of administrative tasks, we've got a great group of volunteers that last night we just recognized all those volunteers from our Citizens Police Academy, and they had done over 2,500 hours worth of volunteer work last year. So that's a full-time employee. So it's incredible, and I can't be more excited for the work that they do.
Wow. Do you have any sense for how many calls for service the Coleraine Township Police Department gets each year and how that compares to a department like, say, like the city of Cincinnati's?
We get 45,000 calls per year. I don't have a number to compare it to with Cincinnati. I know they're much larger. In the past, I've been told that our numbers are relatively similar to District 3. So, and I don't know how that's changed with the police in Cincinnati changing their districts, but I know it amounts to over 100 calls per day. I mean, our officers, it seems like, and it's not all, you know, spread out evenly. So they're running from call to call to call. And so it can be a lot.
Trustee Waller, what are your biggest policing issues in the township? Are you seeing much violent crime? What are your officers dealing with?
Well, at this point, for me, the biggest issue is I want more proactive policing. And I don't know if you recall, over a year ago, May 29th, the Kroger incident, which if you can imagine, if you could, what that felt like, excuse me, people running for their lives and there was a story I was told by one individual that evening he took his two boys out to Kroger to buy pasta to make dinner. And about 2 hours over, he heard what he thought were gunshots. It took him a second or two to kind of recognize that. And he threw his boys to the floor and he covered them up so that they wouldn't get killed. He put in the remarkable thing about this is that our police had this guy kind of targeted and he retreated into Kroger. And
can you remind us what happened in that incident?
I think he was pinned as a possible drug dealer. He tried to retreat. He went across Springdale Road and he went towards the entrance where we tried to then take him into custody. He turned around and he began shooting. And it was a three-person impact team. And what's just remarkable to me is that two of the officers went in the entrance and engaged in a firefight in Kroger. There were over 40 bullets fired. The suspect was hit, and another civilian was hit with a ricochet that hit him in the foot. But when Ohio investigated this, they found that all of the shots we fired were clear shots. That's how trained these folks were. And the other amazing thing in this, there's a third police officer who was plainclothes, and he decided to go in through the exit to try to flank the shooter. The two officers at the entrance knew, without communicating, that third officer would try to flank him and anticipated that. And this whole thing, which could have, it's a Kroger in the middle of the day, it could have been just devastating, was less than 50 seconds. And the frustrating thing for me is that these heroes that put their life on the line every day, then for two straight times were regulated to begging, in essence, for 40 cents a day in order to maintain the current counts, maintain police as the way they are. So we have folks that wake up every morning thinking, am I going to make it home? And then during the day, they have to think about, am I going to have a job? Is this going to be funded? And I just think it's unacceptable to me.
What are the township's long-term options to address this problem, Administrator Weckbach?
Yeah, so as a township in Ohio, you're very limited in your revenue sources. Property taxes are essentially your main revenue source. So a levy, that's one option. The other option is the other side of the ledger, which is cuts. And Matt identified a few earlier of things that we could look at cutting. Unfortunately, we're not like cities and villages where we have other income streams like income tax or earnings tax. So we have this stagnant revenue source that forces this conversation to occur on a relatively frequent basis.
And it looks like the trustees are kind of bracing for that conversation now.
I think so. And I just want to just have people imagine if they're that father covering their two boys when a shootout erupts. If they wouldn't think later on, 40 cents a day is nothing to pay. It's. I mean, you can hear all the numbers from Mr. Weckbach and from the chief, but I'm not talking as a trustee, but just as a citizen, and it's disgusting to me, to be honest.
So, Administrator Weckbach, what are you hear from residents about policing? Are they happy with the levels? It sounds like some of them now are wondering, hey, why aren't there more cops on the street?
Yeah, so we had a community conversation with the police last week, and one of the things that we heard overwhelmingly from the individuals in attendance was, we want to just see more traffic enforcement, and when you're running from call to call to call, that's hard to do. And so we certainly have that targeted, that should there be an appetite to even increase through a levy or other means, to look at ways that we can be more proactive with our traffic stops and things like that. Because if people are going 40 miles an hour through a neighborhood, well, there are kids playing in those neighborhoods.
Right. And Trustee Waller, when do you expect the trustees will be talking about this next?
So yesterday we had a trustee meeting, and I made a motion to forward three levy amounts to the auditors, because then they certify it. And then I think within the next 30, 45 days, we have to select which one we want. And the three I forward were 2 mil, 2.3, and 2.9. And I've got to say that even the 2.9, I don't think really meets the need, but I have to weigh what's going to pass. And after the meeting, I felt terrible about this, and I'm probably sharing too much here, but I texted to the chief. I said, you know, I feel like an absolute coward because I put up what I think is going to pass and not what you need, but I don't want you guys to be disbanded or defunded or anything like that.
Well, I appreciate you all being here to talk to us about this. I've been talking with Colerain Township Administrator Jeff Weckbach and Colerain Township Trustee Matt Waller. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Sure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Associate producer is Harper Carlton. Technical director is Carlos Lopez Cornu. If you miss our program live, you can find Cincinnati Edition wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Lucy May. Thanks so much for listening.